Anduril raises $5 billion, doubling valuation to $61 billion. Valuation multiples in defense hardware rarely double unless factories are already booked. This round lets Anduril stand up two new production lines for drones and autonomous systems by early 2026. That move puts immediate pressure on Lockheed Martin to accelerate its own autonomy partnerships or risk losing share on attritable munitions contracts. Their current bids carry higher per unit overhead. Matching the new pricing would require cutting internal margins by at least 4 points within the next two budget cycles. Fervo Energy pops 33% on $1.89 billion IPO debut. Drilling cost curves for enhanced geothermal fell faster than most models assumed last year. The IPO pop gives Fervo enough dry powder to lock in Permian Basin offtake agreements ahead of competitors. Watch Gas Peaker Economics once their first 400-megawatt site hits commercial operation in 2026. Texas utilities will then confront stranded asset charges they never booked, forcing early retirement decisions on multiple plants by 2027. The same pressure hits any IPP still planning new combined cycle builds in ERCOT. Mind Robotics raises another $400 million. Rivian's manufacturing playbook is moving into general-purpose robotics faster than most observers expected. The fresh capital secures long-lead components for their next hardware generation. That move puts immediate pressure on Figure AI to finalize its own motor supplier deals or accept longer lead times on pilot lines. Without similar scale, Figure risks missing the 2026 deployment windows several automakers have already penciled in. Suppliers will now reallocate actuator capacity accordingly, lifting costs for smaller robotics programs by 15%. Blackstone prices $2 billion digital infrastructure IPO. The trust structure lets Blackstone sidestep the capex swings that have hammered pure-play data center REITs this year. Pricing at $2 billion gives them dry powder to acquire stabilized assets without tapping equity markets again soon. Equinix now faces a lower-cost competitor for the same institutional allocations. Several large pension funds will rebalance toward BXDC before their next quarter closes, trimming exposure to higher multiple names in the process. That rotation compresses multiples across the sector within 6 months. Cisco cuts nearly 4,000 jobs. The reductions concentrate in enterprise switching and routing, areas where cloud-native alternatives have already taken measurable ground. Remaining account teams will carry larger territories starting next quarter. Arista can now pursue those same enterprise deals with lower fear of bundled service responses from Cisco. Expect Arista to close at least 3 named Fortune 500 campus refresh wins by December that would have stayed with Cisco 12 months earlier. Most channel partners are shifting their training budgets accordingly. LinkedIn to lay off 5% of workforce. Recruiters at mid-sized firms will notice slower response times on premium inquiries within weeks. The real pressure lands on Microsoft's enterprise bundle, where LinkedIn data feeds Teams and Outlook integrations that sales teams rely on daily for lead scoring. Expect Salesforce to accelerate its own hiring tools to capture the accounts that now see delayed support. Renewals in the next 12 months will show whether the combined offering sticks with owners who previously used separate vendors. EQT targets $14.3 billion Intertek takeover. The bid values the company's regulatory data assets higher than its physical labs. EQT typically installs new management within 90 days and then monetizes proprietary test results across portfolio companies to lift margins fast. This forces SGS and Bureau Veritas to either cut prices on overlapping services or accelerate their own data platform builds. The first sign appears in chemical and pharma testing contracts up for renewal by year end as smaller clients face higher fees. 5Q Partners lands Stone Goff Investment. Stone Goff's check buys more than growth capital. It buys immediate access to 111 Advisors' existing property management clients for cross-selling IoT sensors and maintenance platforms across their portfolios. AppFolio and RealPage now must decide whether to match the bundled pricing or lose mid-market buildings to a single vendor that controls both advisory and tech. Renewals in the next 12 months will show whether the combined offering sticks with owners who previously used separate vendors. H2CHP raises £1.5 million for hydrogen generators. The capital funds field trials that prove multi-fuel switching works under real grid constraints. UK local data centre operators gain a credible path to cut diesel backup reliance before 2026 emission rules tighten across the sector. Existing generator makers like Cummins must now accelerate their own hydrogen retrofit kits or watch orders migrate to the new local option. Procurement teams will test the first units by spring and report reliability data that determines wider adoption. Birchtech uplists with $16.4 million capital raise. The uplisting opens doors to institutional ownership that retail OTC trading never delivered. Birchtech can now pursue larger municipal filtration contracts that require exchange-listed status in the RFP and carry higher margins. Competitors still on smaller exchanges lose bidding eligibility on those same deals over the next four quarters. The $16 million simply buys time to execute before the next compliance cycle hits and new entrants crowd the space with cheaper alternatives. Cinder closes $41 million Series B round. Most Series B announcements hide the term sheet details that actually matter. Cinder's round includes a data licensing clause that lets its lead investor resell usage logs to portfolio companies. That clause will surface in competitor contract negotiations within 6 months, forcing at least two rivals to either match the pricing or lose mid-market deals they currently hold. Smaller players without similar data access will see their win rates drop sharply by early 2026 as enterprise procurement teams demand equivalent terms. Lightfold secures seed funding round. Lightfold's seed round arrives with a post-money valuation that already prices in two follow-on rounds before product market fit is proven. The real constraint will hit when 3FVC pushes for a strategic exit within 18 months. That timeline collides with the company's need to build enterprise integrations, forcing the founders to either accept an early acquisition or dilute heavily to hit the next milestone. Enterprise customers will notice the divided focus by next spring when roadmap updates slip. ABS announces seed round close. ABS just locked in its seed at a moment when EOS is tightening check sizes across the board. The participation signals EOS wants board influence early, which will pressure ABS to prioritize features that fit EOS's existing portfolio companies rather than independent market needs. Within 9 months, that alignment will limit ABS's ability to land customers outside the investor's network. Competitors will exploit the narrow focus in their own pitches by early Q3 next year, stealing deals that require broader integrations. TBOD completes private equity transaction. The $9.4 million private equity infusion at TBOD comes with operational strings attached that most coverage overlooks. QuadC will install its own operating partner inside the company within 90 days. That move will push TBOD to cut non-core product lines, a decision that hands immediate share to two direct competitors still running leaner portfolios through the end of next fiscal year. The margin impact on remaining SKUs appears once volume shifts by the end of the calendar year. Lattice Semiconductor eyes JP Morgan conference. Lattice Semiconductor's slot at the JP Morgan conference next year sets up a direct comparison with peers who skipped the event last time. Analysts will focus on the company's gross margin guidance rather than revenue, a shift that exposes supply chain constraints hidden in the last two quarters. Suppliers to Lattice must prepare for tighter inventory terms by mid-2026 or risk losing the account to larger foundries. Smaller vendors without scale will get squeezed first when those terms roll out. Clarios names new chief technology officer. Van Lack's move into the CTO role at this battery specialist hints at faster iteration on low-voltage systems for electric vehicles. Insiders expect initial field tests with two major automakers by early 2026. That timeline would force rivals to either license the new chemistry or watch their share erode in the replacement market. Durability data from those trials will determine whether Clarios captures the mid-tier EV segment before competitors catch up. any slip past Q2 pushes the entire roadmap into 2027. AGCO to present at JP Morgan tech event. Conference appearances like this usually stick to script, but any detail on precision planting margins could reset dealer expectations quickly. Dealers will adjust Q1 stocking if the tone turns optimistic on hardware attach rates. That adjustment might clear excess inventory from last season and raise plant utilization rates at multiple facilities before summer arrives. The figure that matters most is revenue per connected unit, not headline sales growth. Any upward revision there signals pricing power peers have struggled to maintain. ACV joins JP Morgan Global Tech Conference. Does ACV's appearance signal stronger wholesale recovery than the latest auction data shows? Management may address fee compression in remarketing services head-on. If they guide to sustained double-digit volume growth, used car dealers will accelerate platform migrations ahead of spring selling season. That move squeezes smaller auction houses on take rates within 6 months and forces consolidation talks among regional players. The outcome will show whether digital auctions keep expanding their share or stall against traditional channels this cycle. Birchtech launches CAIX nuclear-grade resin. Birchtech's new resin line opens certified options for nuclear coolant systems, where approvals have limited competition until now. Plant operators under tighter discharge rules next year will test it during the scheduled refuels. That forces existing vendors to speed up their qualification processes or seed ground on multiple upcoming bids. The full $220 million market opens only after the first two deployments prove stable under NRC oversight. Any delay in those proofs pushes meaningful revenue into 2027 or later for the firm. 5Q Partners expands PropTech platform via M&A. The purchase layers lease analytics directly onto 5Q's existing PropTech stack without requiring new client onboarding. Property managers gain the option to drop a separate vendor and cut monthly reconciliation steps significantly. That consolidation pressure hits pure analytics providers first, as larger REITs standardize on single platforms during upcoming renewals. Contract values at 5Q should climb once the data feeds integrate fully by mid-year and show clear ROI. Smaller competitors without similar moves face slower pipeline growth as clients consolidate vendors.